Okay, how you doing? I've got a rainy, wet afternoon in very late August at the seaside, and I've been travelling around on a grand tour. And one of the places that I went to was in the heart of the Cotswolds, but tending towards. Now, if you know the Cotswolds, you know that there's a sort of light yellow, almost a grey, coming up from Wiltshire and through Tetbury and so on, and then as it goes north, it matures into more of an orange gold. And then as it hits Hook Norton near Banbury, it's a really hefty dark yellow gold. But if you keep going through into Buckinghamshire, through Northamptonshire, a part of the country that most people completely miss, so it's not really on the tourist map at all, you're going to get this incredible dark orange, red, brown, yellow, and some of those cottages and villages are so extraordinarily deeply beautiful Britishness. And so I went to the Hook Norton Brewery and I purchased a number of bottles. One of my favourites is Today's Red Rye, and it says red. Sweet citrus, rich fruit and citrus. It's 4.7% and it contains water, barley, wheat, rye, malt, and hops. Okay, and it's brewed at the Hook Norton Brewery at 1849, and the head brewer is J.W. Clark, and he's the great great grandson of Jim Harris, the founder of one of Britain's greatest brewers. And it's really snuck away down a lane, just tucked in behind the Pear Tree Inn of Hook Norton, and you are in for a treat if you make the pilgrimage there. So let's open this. It says at night drinker's delight red rye, red, sweet, hint of citrus, rich fruit. Right, let's see how this is doing and looking, because this is a pretty exciting beer. It's one of the few British beers that is brewed with rye, and I think that's an absolute recipe for success. So I'm getting awesome nose on this one, really almost a winter beer, really. Yeah, that really deep, pungent chestnut coming out of there. And the colour of this one obviously is a really dark red, orange, brown. And I've got it in my Hook Norton glass. So I'm just going to take a quick picture of that, then I'm going to take a draught and tell you why I think you need to shift arse, get yourself to Hook Norton, and why the red rye is one of the beers you really need to be trying and buying. Let's give it a quick whirl on the camera. So we've got red rye. There we go, and I'm just going to turn it around because it's a nice label on the back as well as the front. Red rye. So it's a great pleasure to go to some of Britain's top brewers and buy their beers and enjoy them in the bottle when you get home. There we go, I think that's going to look all right. And so you've probably read my ideas on the Haymaker. And this one, of course, isn't a question of making hay while the sun shines, because the sun really isn't shining. Just trying to get the photo to actually focus on something. It just doesn't, the camera never sees what you see, that's the problem. Just try one more go, and then let's get into this beer. So yeah, I absolutely love going to this brewery. I've been going there for, at least 25 years. And buying the bottles, but also they will do you mini pins, especially of their flagship beer, which is Old Hookie. And Old Hookie isn't a million miles away from this one, but I do think this particular beer is really extraordinarily special, and let's take a draught and discover why. So it couldn't be more of a contrast from the Haymaker with its premium pale ale, you know, really dark, almost orange gold notes at 5%, and this very autumnal red rye at 4.7%. So this is what I'd call a real quaffing beer. I mean, you want to take deep draughtfuls of this particular beer. Couldn't be more, you know, it's miles away from the elegance of the Haymaker. It's, I think, one of their newer ideas. But the depth and penetration of this particular model, if you like, is just stratospheric. I mean, how can I describe to you something that you have never tasted the like of before? We've got a dabbing of sea salt. There's a little bit of rosemary and garlic on the nose there. There's, you know, a whole lot of tarmac. Really deeply seasoned burnt chestnut. We've got, you know, burnt sausage. We've got, you know, just the tiny touches of a black rum in there. I'm trying to think of a beer you might have had in the past that would be like this. I mean, it's almost like the best, you know, dark bitter you've ever had with a whole elephant kick of rum in it. Or it's like a porter, but it's got a lot more, treacle malt about it. If you like beers and bottled beers, you really haven't even started until you get your hands on Hook Norton Red Rye. Okay, it's well worth going those few extra miles to get there. I mean, it must be right in the middle of England, you know, it's very close to Banbury. Why wouldn't you go there? The only reason you wouldn't go there is either you didn't know about it or you're too lazy. You know, those are the only two reasons. If you're too lazy, you don't deserve to get your lips around this seismically sensational, power-packed mule kick of an autumn beer. I mean, if you put, you know, 150 conkers into a blender and you'd come out with this. I suppose, in a way, the nearest thing is like the old ales, you know. I don't know if your local brewery does an old ale, but it's always something to that. It's nearer to that idea than anything else, but it's definitely not a porter. It's not a bitter. It's like nothing you've had before, and yet it marries everything you like in the dark beer arena, and it just pushes through with one steady smack of a punch. And you know, you are going to be a better drinker for drinking this. And while you're there, get yourself some Old Hookie, get the Crafty Fox Black IPA, get the Haymaker, and you know, if you can get a few of the 12 Days, which is essentially their Christmas ale, but it's just a really good all-round winter country ale. I'd also get, I mean, that's just loads, a flagship, all sorts. But what else would I really go for? What I'd probably do, personally, if I had the money, I'd get myself a case of 12, right, of Red Rye, Haymaker. And then I'd get about 6 12 Days and 6 Crafty Fox, and then I'd just get between 12 and 24 a just total, you know, potpourri mixture of everything else, and then I'd get a mini pin, which is 18 pints of the old hooky. That's basically what I do. But they do one of Britain's best stouts. They're Hook Norton double stout. So if you can possibly get a case of double stout, for goodness sake, get a case of double stout. Otherwise, you're just going to have to go there in January when they brew it. Okay, because they are a very seasonal brewer, but they've got the bottling to an art now. They used to be so pants at it that once I turned up and they were flogging 12 copper ales for £10. And you took them home, and whether you chilled them or whatever, this was many, many years ago, but you'd take the top off and boom, it would just be everywhere, all over the room. Because somehow they just hadn't got the bottling right, and it just turned into bubbles, and it was very difficult to extract any beer from the bottle, but it was fun. And Copper Ale was one of their absolute all-time best. I don't know if they ever do this anymore, but it's one of their traditional, 1849 recipes. So they'll come back with it eventually. It really is incredible. The reason why it's called Copper Ale, I think, is because if you take the brewery tour, which I highly recommend, it's about 2 hours, but you will get to taste the beers afterwards. You go all around the Tower Brewery, and at the very, very top, there's this gigantic copper pan. Okay, and I'm not going to tell you any more about that, but it's totally fascinating. And you've got to remember, this is an independent family brewer that haven't sold their soul. Not yet, they haven't. Right, whereas Hobgoblin, just down the road at, I forget, but one of those little tiny Cotswolds villages, that sold out to Marston's, and it's just become a conglomerate mess, basically, But no, Hook Norton, long may she continue. Yeah, that, I mean, if you like Titanic Plum Porter, if you like, the heaviest, really dark bitters, you need to get this. I can't really describe it because it's got rye in it. It's created a completely different beer experience. Okay, I mean, it's got slightly more in common with, really dark Belgian beer in a way. But just do what I say, take a heck of a lot of money, throw some cases into the back of your car, grab a mini pin, and just love life. These are foodie beers, so you're going to want to have these prepared to throw in with some food. I mean, obviously this one would make an amazing venison casserole, right? Shin beef would be great. But you're also going to want to invite your friends, so you're going to need plenty of beers and expect them all to go in an evening. A case of 12 between two or three friends won't last the evening, simply because the beer is so nutritious, so good, so delicious. They're just going to, if you had, say, four friends, you're going to need an absolute minimum of two cases of 12. But ideally, I would have a case of 12 and a mini pin. So you've got, 30 pints there between four of you, 7.5 pints each. I mean, seriously, you're going to go through that easily. But you want something really good. So I would go for lamb leg steaks, any kind of pork ribs, pork fillet, anything like that. Any kind of beef whatsoever, doesn't matter. Okay. I would go for any kind of venison, duck, yeah, any way of preparing duck you like. A really big hunk of silver side, is it? I mean, to be fair, just cheeses with oysters would be magnificent, even with this really dark beer. These are beers that need to pair with food. Do you know, these beers are so good, it's almost like I'm rediscovering them again. I've been going there for 25 years or more, but these beers from Hook Norton are so good, right? And they're on a platform so far above most British brewing that I'm thinking, I'm not gonna need to order any wine this winter. I'm just gonna go for Hook Norton beers, and then I'm going to start home brewing as well. Quite honestly, the very best of British beer is so food orientated, you don't need wine. And let's face it, most wine is foreign, you know, and the less foreign we do, the better, I think. Or the bitter. So, you know, and don't forget, beer, bitter, batter, yeah, with some butter, yeah. You know, I know it's a bit of a butter, but, you know. So what I'm saying is, I'm actually going to have a winter that's just totally foodie, but it's all going to be paired with amazing, amazing British bottled beers. And the next place I'm going to be discovering is the Extraordinary. And there's two fantastic breweries within about 2 miles of one another. The Extraordinary Maldens of Sudbury in Suffolk. So expect big things from Maldens. I'll probably be doing at least two articles on Maldens. And they, in their own way, are, you know, a dead ringer for Hook Norton, because they're very orientated on the Shire horses and just that rugged traditional farmhand, you know, we need a beer at the end of the day type of thing. And when I say a beer, I'm talking, you know, at least a quart or a gallon of beer, just to see you through the evening after a hard day's work in those tweedy type terrible big heavy clothes they used to wear, you know. So we have such an easy life compared to our forebears, but we don't appreciate or drink nearly enough beer. Don't forget, you can cook it into the beef and everything. So what I would say is, make it your year of British beer. Don't bother with continental stuff. It's garbage. It really is garbage. And I really do know my beers. I happen, as a sideline, to be Leif Waite's top wine reviewer. So I'm generally reckoned to have a little bit of a palate, but I'm really getting into the beers because, you know, there's more nuances in British beer than there is in the whole world of wine. And so British beer is our top industry that we need to be fighting for and making it, keeping it live. And, you know, thank feck there's water all around us, so those foreign people can't get over here and they can't, you know, drink our beer, because we need to be drinking our beer. And I don't want any foreigners, I don't want any foreign food, I don't want any foreign anything. You could talk to me in English, but do it in a nice, gentle English accent. Don't come at me with your pop-pop, your ding-ding, or your pop-a-dom. You know, I don't want that. I want British food, British beer in Britain. You know, let's keep it British, shall we? I'm not racist. I'm placist. I'm British. I'm in Britain. And I wish you were at home too. Bye.